5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I told you that I never would.
I told you I'd change,
even when I knew I never could.
Know that I can't
find nobody else as good as you.
I need you to stay,
need you to stay.
I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still.
I realize the time that I wasted here.
I feel like you can't feel the way I feel.
I'll be fucked up if you can't be right here. Can't be right, yeah.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would.
I told you I'd change,
even when I knew I never could.
Know that I can't
find nobody else as good as you.
I need you to stay,
need you to stay,
yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would.
I told you I'd change,
even when I knew I never could.
Know that I can't
find nobody else as good as you.
I need you to stay,
need you to stay, yeah.
So it's your girl, the Alte woman, and I'm here with a special guest. Before he introduces himself, I'm first going to apologize. I said I was going to be consistent this period, but oh boy, it's not easy bringing out content. But anyways, I have a special guest. yeah. Just so you know. But I'll let him introduce himself. Yo.
Mom, I'm a special guest too. I'm just Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris is a special guest.
Yay!
What's up, guys? What's up? What's up? It's nice to be here.
He's pressing his phone anyways, but we'll get straight into it. So, me and Chris have just been like talking the entire time, and then I was like, you know what? Why don't we put this on a podcast and just hear what our viewers and listeners think? So, today we want to talk about something that is very, 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 very everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How everywhere is this thing, my guy?
It is in the worldwide.
In the Beningin. in the beginning of the Beningin. So apparently, everybody is like kind of like hooked up with Big Brother this year because it's a lot of drama, fun,
intense drama.
I'm telling you, and in your head you're just like, I wish I was there because I just want to, you know.
That shit is mentally disturbing, trust me.
But we're not talking about Big Brother today. But we want to talk about something, yeah? And we want to talk about the hookup culture. As far, it's a thing happening between males and females.
On a steady, like everywhere, every corner.
So that's why I have a male here, so maybe he can give us a little, you know, insights to how this thing works for them.
Like when I heard the word hookup culture, I was like, what does it mean?
Really? Barely
just hearing that, you'd be like, what does it mean?
Nobody, you know, won't get baby again.
So as a day like this now, life don't too hard. Maybe say nobody won't get baby again. Everybody just won't move. You know, maybe just do one or two, just move.
One or two. Yeah, this guy don't off me.
So that's what the hookup culture is like. And out there, it's so easy for it to happen. Let's just get down and not have any commitment, no strings attached.
Yeah.
Everybody just do your thing and move, and we'll come again. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen.
Let me ask you a question, So why? Why is it a thing now, like in this age and time, for people to be hooking up as opposed to actually building meaningful relationships?
See, I won't lie to you, yeah.
Yeah.
The building relationship is tasky. It's very, very...
Excuse me, sir. What's that supposed to mean?
See, first of all, before a man and a girl can come together to understand themselves...
Copulate!
Yes, copulation. I mean, like, we're going through enough stress already. You're trying to make the money, trying to do one or two things at work, and then you come back home and the lady be giving you stress, enough headache.
That's why would you say that is not stress?
No, see, in the process to copulate, it is stressful because these days, you can hardly meet your soulmate, and if it's not your soulmate, Omo, forget, you guys to put in the work to for both of you to blend.
Wait.
So if there's no blending, forget
Quick
it.
Quick question.
Guys work.
Do you actually believe in soulmates? I don't believe in that shit.
I believe in it, but it rarely happens. It rarely happens.
Is a new thing they call it these days. They're like twin flames. What the hell, bro? See, this is what I believe, yeah. It's not like if I don't believe in soulmates, or I actually don't believe in soulmates. I believe that anybody that you get with, you have to work to make that relationship a conducive and safe place for both of you to exist. It's just normal.
I agree with you, but here we go again. You just mentioned it, work, right? And that is why.
No, be Elijah.
Yes, that's why it's so hard for people to do it these days, because everything they're doing about their life is working. You go to school, you come back, you finish school, you graduate to find work, wahala. You now find, try to start a business. The business, you still have to work because you don't have connection. Everything is work.
But like, if you're not ready to be in a relationship, right? If you're not ready to actually care for somebody, take care of somebody, why then do you think it's a better option to be hooking up?
But you know, if I would now, which is the term like this.
And go to the women of easy virtue now, the easier one.
See, let me tell you the truth, yeah. Those women of virtue and all, they are not the type of women that, you know, would want to give out their coochie easily.
You said coochie on my podcast, I'm so sorry for that.
So the truth of the matter is, nowadays there are so many ladies out there that, you know, they are ready to give it out. They're not holding it anymore like then, back then, where, you know, you being a virgin is a serious thing, a virtue. And then how many virgin you know for your area? So right now everybody knows it. Oh my god, the girls are out there. All you need to do is look good, smell good, have some cash in your hands, you know, be able to take care of them, make them laugh.
Is that a good thing though? But think about it, right? You're in a relationship, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yes, I'm in a
relationship. And I'm very sure it's a very healthy relationship. And I've met her, she's a very, like, oh my gosh, she's the sweetest thing on the planet that I've ever met.
Yes, it's a very healthy relationship, but I really had to work my ass off.
But are you not benefiting? Are you not enjoying?
Of course.
That's
see,
my point,
nothing
though.
Comes easy. If you want to, like, see, if you want a lasting wealth in this life, you have to work your way up there.
Yeah.
You know, you have to build it.
Yeah.
You can't just if you check it out, you see guys that overnight they are wealthy, and then trust me, they can't manage that wealth. You have to start from scratch to be able to manage that wealth when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing goes with relationship.
Yeah.
If you want something lasting, if you want a relationship that is beautiful at the end of the day, you have to be patient enough to work your way up there. You can't just wake up overnight and say, this is the girl of my dreams, and then you meet her there.
Come
on, no girl complete again.
So many no day again.
Okay. Well, lie. Make
Let me
lie
ask
again.
A question. Let me ask a question. So what makes a complete woman?
Man.
Okay, no, before we even get into that. So do you think hookup culture is like a good thing? I mean, like, that's the only thing that literally exists right now, because everybody's afraid to be in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Because they're afraid of the commitment. Let me even give you a gist. Like, somebody had literally said he can't be in a relationship with me or any other woman because he go cock block. He not go get access to other woman the way he want to get access to other
women.
And even with the generation that we're in right now, like, a lot of women
don't see
sex as anything
anymore.
Like, before, it used to be like, if you keep your sex, whatever, it's like your virtue, you're holding it.
And then that's the fucked up thing, because we still, like, our generation, we don't believe that when you have sex with a lady, there's something connected between two of you more than that sex.
Yeah.
We believe it's just sex and we move.
Yeah.
But come to think of it, I think it is on social media one time, I read an interview a girl put out there, and she was saying that all the guys she has slept with, they all failed in their businesses and they all crumbled. So there's something connected with the sex thing. It's not as simple as we see it nowadays. So people are overlooking it and just, you know, having the sex. So right now, Omo, you guys out there, they may not be careful. Some people, if you just have sex, first of all, diabolical things involved in them. So if we don't look at all these facts behind sex, we'll still keep taking sex as a simple way of life.
So we're just going to take a quick break to listen to one of our favorite music. Now I'm always bringing the jams for you guys, and I know that you guys are very aware of the banging music on the airwaves, and that's the Justin Bieber's verse to the song Essence.
Yeah,
and, like, whoever believed that Justin Bieber could be that good with Afro beats, and I'm actually impressed. So this is the song Essence, Wizkid for Thames with your boy Justin Bieber, and we'll be right back with more hookup culture gist. Yay! Mastermind Wizkid,
yes,
and Term,
yes,
and Justin Bieber, hallelujah, doing their thing on that track.
Oh man, that jam was tight.
It was tight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think it's had over like 50 something million views.
In just how many? Oh my!
You see, God. that's when the Afro King, the Afro Pop, takes a mic and does something to it. You know what I mean, right?
As in, like, let's not go there.
So back to what we were saying. So hookup culture, to be honest, is one of the most it's unfortunate that we've gotten to that point in our generation, and seeing that people just are more sex focused than they are building focused. And I'm asking people, like, are we thinking of, you know, getting married and having kids? We love this baby daddy drama, baby mama drama. Well, Chris,
the truth is in as much as this generation now has lots of dramatic entrance. What I mean by that is
dramatic entrance.
Yes, because honestly, everything about our life now is filled with drama.
I swear.
Unlike our parents' lifestyle, it was just as simple as that. But now we're just trying to chase the English culture, and then that makes us try to have a stress-free life.
Yeah.
And for you to have a stress-free life, check out, most of the people that have stress-free lives are bachelors or spinsters.
Are they really stress-free?
They are stress-free because if they go to work and come back, they have the peace of mind they want, and they just come into the house and get their food and eat and maybe press their phone or have some chat. Then when their body feels like, you know what I mean, when their body is feeling like the hormones are trying to act up, then they just make one or two calls and
try to work something out. Based on what you just said, right?
Yeah.
So don't you think people actually want intimacy? Don't you think people actually want to build a connection?
See, the way God created us, we are not supposed to
be alone. Yeah.
So our body always wants to be. Our body always wants the intimacy. Our body always wants companion.
Yeah.
So there's no how any human being can stand up and say he or she likes being alone. There's nobody.
But like, how long do you have to like hook up before you now decide that?
The problem there is most of the times we humans, we don't even enjoy this hookup thing.
We don't. That's coming from a guy, guys.
We don't actually enjoy it, but. we are pushed to do it because most of them have been into relationships and they are just stressful. And trust me, it becomes stressful when you haven't put your mind into the relationship.
Oh, word of advice,
for bro. For you to have a smooth relationship, you have to be down to, you know,
go through all of it, the murky, the nasty, the bad. And this thing, I also want to just iterate this point that you just said, right? A lot of times people just assume relationships are supposed to be smooth.
Yeah.
They are not.
They are not.
Your mom who had to take care of you, like when you were growing up, the entire process of taking care of you was not an easy one. It was not a smooth
one. There's nothing easy about relationship or family.
Exactly.
There's nothing easy about
So, like, if you know that you love somebody and you care about somebody, I think even friendships, even as mundane as we try to make friendships be, right, we should just be more willing to put in the energy and the work. So look at it like this, right? You put an investment into something.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are bad investments. That one is there.
Of course.
But there are also times where you get the rewards of your investment.
Definitely.
You
will never ever look at your bad investments. When the profit comes in, you will never remember the bad investments.
Thank you.
All you keep looking forward to is the good, your profits. Yeah. Look at what you've made. At the end of the day, the only thing you can do is you just check your profit and check your loss and just check, you know, try to balance that. But trust me, all you're going to be focused on when you made the profit, it's the profit.
Exactly.
So you forget about how you suffered, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
See, just look at it this way. Relationships can never be a smooth sail through.
Ever.
Because it's a journey to building a family.
Exactly.
And then if you cannot work out that relationship to that family stage where you guys are married,
mm-hmm.
trust me, it won't work out. Because when you're married, you're living with this person 24/7,
yeah,
the rest of the days of your life.
Yeah.
Nigga, you can't cope.
Yeah.
There are some times that you want just your space.
Yeah. Ooh.
So there are so many things involved in trying to build a family. So if you cannot understand your partner at this period in time and try to build a relationship properly,
yeah,
you know, I'm sorry, but you're not ready to build a family. So let's forget about it. So you can just keep sticking with the hookup culture.
But then one day, this thing, even if you keep sticking to the hookup culture, one day she's going to want a relationship.
Yeah.
One day he's going to want a relationship.
The way ladies fall for.
But guys, no, calm down now. Don't be like that. But guys, too, they fall for babes now.
No, of course, I agree. But the way ladies. The truth is, guys easily fall.
Yeah.
But when they fall, they'll always
fight.
Hide it.
Yeah,
they'll fight
through it.
But when ladies fall, you will see it. Like, the guy will literally see it.
Yeah.
That, this lady has fallen. And then, if you're into a hip-hop culture with a guy, and you fall for the guy, the moment you show that guy you're falling, trust me, he's going to treat you like trash. At that point in time, you've lost every dignity you have around that guy. He's going to start thinking like, oh, you're forcing yourself on him and all that. No matter how fine you are.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you actually think, like, hookup culture, I don't think you've answered that. Do you actually think, like, hookup culture is the best thing? Like, it's the best thing for young people these days?
It's actually not the best. It's not in any way good. It's not even healthy to keep up with hookup culture.
Yeah.
But it is the easiest way to live your life and the easiest way to death too.
And the easiest way to catch STDs, HIV and all of that nonsense. See, trust me, even if you tell me that you're going to use protection or whatever, bro, clicks. Let's tell ourselves the
nothing
truth.
Good comes easy now.
They
so if you're looking for the sharp way, be ready for the circumstances. So hit back.
So let me, what would be your advice to guys who have decided that they are not ready to be in a relationship, however they want to keep having sex, however they want to keep pulling women into their coffers?
Honestly,
with lies, by the way, with heavy lies.
Honestly, first of all, honestly, guys, I'll tell you, when it comes to living your life, lies, lots of lies in your life can complicate things. It's actually very, very, very complicating when you're having to tell different lies to different girls.
Yeah.
So the truth of the matter is, to have an easy going life, you just need to find one girl that you can try to understand.
And
at like the initial stage, you know,
I like him more.
Understand the girl and make sure you can, you know, communicate. People can converse.
Yeah.
Bros, when you enter a relationship with the girl, you know me saying that only relationship matter on top. So before you enter a relationship, make
eaten?
Sure say,
have you eaten?
I beg. What they ask all these kind of questions?
You don't chow. Baby, good morning. How
are you
sleeping?
No.
And I think, like, just to add to what he said, I think a lot of times, the way we have portrayed relationships to be, we don't think we should be a part of other aspects of our partner's life. That's not fair.
There are so many parts of our lives that you can get involved.
Exactly.
And trust me, I take it back. You should get involved.
Yeah.
Because if you are in a relationship with a girl, and you're sincerely in a relationship with a girl, honestly speaking, everything you're doing is to build a future for both of you.
Yeah.
So both of you should be intertwined in your activities, in your future plans, in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So because of that, there will be conversations about your plans or whatever you want to do together in future, whatever each of you want to do.
Yes.
So there will be lots of things to talk about. It shouldn't be only about sex positions or conilingos and all those things. You know, it shouldn't be all about whether he's missing you or not and all that. No.
It gets, for me, for example, that kind of conversation gets boring real quick.
Yeah.
Like, real quick.
And trust me, when it gets boring, you'll be tired of relationship.
Yeah.
So, to get the relationship very active,
diversify.
Find that lady that you feel you can be friends with ordinarily.
Key word there, preach, bro.
That you feel you can be friends with ordinarily.
So that
when you are in a relationship, there will come a time where you will just be friends in your room or in your house. You just be friends for like a couple of hours, then your baby attitude will come back, you know.
And then I just want to also state this too to people, standards. When you keep involving yourself in hookup culture, your standard comes down a lot because you are beginning to allow any kind of person. Even if you say, I'm only going to rock with millionaires, at the end of the day, at some point, millionaires will not want you because you're rocking with every millionaire. It wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And also, it helps you, like, when you raise your standards, when you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to just try to be focused on one person, or reduce the way I hook up around.
True.
Just focus on one person. I can easily know the weed and the wits in my group.
Yeah.
I know who matters and who doesn't matter. I can easily bring down that number to a good 2-3 good people, right?
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of conspiracy theories about this thing, but please, I think majorly, I think it's just a culture that is just false. It's something that we are, it's instant gratification.
Yeah.
And also we're just trying to, you know, put more damaged people out there just because we want to.
So many damaged people out there just because you want to have fun and
have sex and
easy life. But we don't know what complicating our lives, you know.
Anyways, Chris Beezy.
Yes, that's me.
Thanks.
It's your boy Chris
Beezy. Thanks for showing up on my podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have somebody on my podcast. It's been a while, man.
Oh, you see me, mom.
Yeah.
You see me, mom.
Funny enough, we have another topic we're going to talk about, but like, it's going to be in the next episode after this one. However, I'm your girl. You know, I always bring the music. After I brought the gist, I will now bring the music. And so the next song we're using to close out this podcast, this informative podcast, I hope, is Buju's Outside. This song is it's life, and I hope you guys enjoy it the way I've been enjoying it. So before we close out this podcast, I just want to tell you all that you are kings, you are queens, and you are killing it. And don't let anybody tell you any less. You've got this. Have a lovely rest of your day. Chill. Peace out. Chris, tell them peace out.
Bye, people.
Bye.
Your chest, I swear. If you don't get money, they kill like that. When I face my fears, there's nothing I can do from here. Omo, in the first date I make mistakes, I swear. For no light, I sacrifice my fears. And I stand right here, I say I'm better and you can compare. Cause when I get down, I do the deep, the damn pride. You know they can't see me outside. And me, I dare walk, I dare cry. But when I get down, I do the deep, the damn pride. You know they can't see me outside. Cause me, I dare walk, I dare cry. When I get down, I do the deep, the damn pride. You know they can't see me outside. Cause me, I dare walk, I dare cry. When I get down, I do it, but I'm crying. You know they can't see me outside. Cause me, I dare walk, I dare cry. Oh, say, me, I see the look from my cheddar. I don't say nobody only brother. But if me and you get issues, I forgive you and I don't reason you. I still got love for you. I don't say nobody only brother. And me, I see the look from my cheddar. But if me and you get issues, I forgive you and I don't reason you and it's simply the truth. I tell you truth, I don't lie to you. And I feel like if you dance it though. You don't know what I be animal for my cheddar. You know me, I don't play. And I don't lie to you, don't lie to you though. I know if you force it upon you. But you know say no, but do you know if you dance it though. If you just sweet, cause when I get down, but do you dare put your pride. You know they can't see me outside. And me, I dare walk, I dare cry. But when I get down, I do it, they put down mine. You know they can't see me outside. Cause me, I dare walk, I dare cry. When I get down, I do it, they put down mine. You know they can't see me outside. Cause me, I dare walk, I dare cry. When I get down, I do it, they put down mine. You know they can't see me outside. Cause me, I dare walk, I dare cry. Cause I'm in love, 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 I'm in love.
Oh, thank you.